you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We are celebrating World Party Day.
Trying to keep
to get together and have a party.
No, can't do that.
Are we having a little Zoom party?
No, I'm drinking. But
everybody get together and have a party all around the world.
How many people can you get on the Zoom? Because
lots.
I forget
which
dude was. He got all the CBS Sunday Morning correspondents.
Oh, he did that?
On the Zoom.
All right.
All 16 of them or whatever their crew consists of.
Yeah, there's got to be at least 20, 25 on the when my daughter's class gets together.
Yeah, oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So the schools are all using that.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
if you don't want to celebrate World Party Day, you may as well go to National Tweed Day.
Our buddy Michael.
What the hell's that?
Celebration
tweed?
Of all things
celebration of tweed.
Well,
man.
It's either that or Boss Tweed, an old politician back in the day.
No, it's not him.
I like to think it's him.
it's the material
right.
Tweed.
Neither are really worthy of celebration, in my estimation.
This is so that you might be more aware of it, and perhaps it can elevate your
tweedness.
Elevate your game. Maybe you could wear tweed to the.
Oh yeah. I got a tweed jacket for the dinner party.
Yeah,
your little dinner party there.
Yeah, it's really not my look.
Yeah, well, but see,
try some new looks, man.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm telling you, man,
there's no way she can resist that.
When this thing ends, people are going to break out and do stuff against type, against their type.
Yeah, if you've wanted to try out a new look but not go out in public with it, this is your way. You dress up for the Friday night date night and just
with
come
tweed.
Downstairs.
See how the lovely missus reacts to it.
Tweed jacket.
It'll be the final dress
up. You might not even be able to make it to dinner.
Corduroy pants, loafers, do the whole bit. Show up looking like a college professor.
She'll give you tenure.
Yeah. All right. I'm already more aware of tweed.
Then we need to be.
Maybe cover up some of that tweed with a patch on your elbow
or something.
Yeah.
You got to have a patch.
And then go hang out at a public pool with a camera.
Yeah. Michael did that in Vegas. Yeah.
Every year. Yeah.
Okay, you go to Google, you put in tweed, you get people also ask, is tweed made with urine? And the answer is sheep's wool does not hold dye well, so it requires a chemical mordant to fix it. In the tweed manufacturing areas, this was usually stale human urine. So there, I've learned something about tweed.
Never
it's
knew.
Full of stale
Never
human
knew.
Urine.
I had a tweed
That's
jacket.
A fun fact.
It's a fact.
I had a tweed jacket, but it was early 80s.
I was hesitant to bill it as a fun one.
No, I think it's fun.
It's a tweed fact.
I think it's a fun fact. Again, all standards have been lowered at this point.
I think that's a fun fact. That tweed is piss.
Yeah. Makes me never want to wear tweed.
Any fact that contains the state, the four words, unusually stale human urine, is a fun fact.
Yeah.
You mean unusually stale, not just regular stale?
Yeah. Right. It specifically says unusually stale
human urine. Not just the regular staleness that we're all familiar with.
Right.
Yeah. This is fermented just a little bit longer than your stale urine.
Okay.
And not that smell you get when you go into the gym locker room.
No.
Worse than that.
That's urine.
It's been a little
Some of that's fresh urine, too.
Cooking a little longer and a little hotter.
Oh, the asparagus urine.
What happened?
Urine.
Somebody peed on a regular sweater and it just stuck
around. Turned yellow?
Stayed in the corner for a long time, and then they had tweed?
It seems it
would turn yellow.
This wool adheres a little better.
Somebody peed on a sheep. That's what happens. I know that happens.
You and then they dyed the sheep?
Yeah. I don't know, puss. Yeah.
Let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello
pee
to
on some
his
sheep.
Mom. Let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
No farm.
Pee on sheep.
No. Never had any sheep.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I can't do the Scottish accent, but you know, there was some Scottish. Heck. Some Scott huh. pointed out to me.
He can't either.
You know where you peed on that that sheep there. The wool looks a little smoother.
There's a great
yeah, had to be.
There's a great one of those E60s or on audio. I forget where it's at, but it's about these two Scottish football clubs that are 6 miles from, apart from each other, the Celtic and the Rangers. You got to watch it just for the they hate each other for 100 years. And
I watched
just
that.
For the Scottish accent. Yeah. You have to do, you have to put some sort of
they put subtitles up.
They
otherwise
do.
You can't understand some, those guys.
They put it up for some guys and some guys they don't put it up for. So they okay. put it up for everybody because I don't understand any of these
the
guys.
The one I saw it's the Audience Channel Religion of Sports, right?
It's a good. Have you seen that documentary?
Though? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's a good documentary. It's not. Yeah, it's about the Rangers versus the two schools, two football clubs outside of Glasgow. And it's fun to watch. It's an interesting story because they battle each other. I don't like soccer, but I like documentaries.
But the one guy I saw was totally unintelligible.
Yeah, what the hell's that about? You know?
If there were no subtitles, would, I couldn't have understood.
No.
I would have caught a third of what he said, yeah. Maybe a fourth.
It's really cool, though. It's actually a good documentary.
I actually caught a little bit of Rob Riggle's Global Investigator last night.
We talked to Rob a couple days ago.
And he was in Scotland looking for the Holy Grail. It was that episode. Uh-huh. And he was talking to, doing an interview with a Scottish guy,
right.
And they show a clip of him saying something, and Rob just looking at him going, what? Run that, and he like looks at the camera and goes, run it back one more time, and let's get to, and they go back and play it again.
What? Yeah, that's pretty hardcore action.
It was actually a pretty good show. It's worth checking out if you come across it.
Well, the Irish one, too. Some of those guys get a little unintelligible, even though they're speaking some form of English.
The King's English. Well, actually, that's not the King's English. That's regular English.